listened to the news and I feel fine. Every chance I have, I get online. The stories that inspire me and show me how great life can be. Good News Broadcast.com. People say that life can bring you down. They don't know the secret that I found. Oh, when I'm feeling sad and blue, get on my dear Good News, Good News Broadcast.com.
Okay, all right, okay, okay. All right, we didn't have a video to go along with that audio, and we decided to just play to you the podcast. And just actually the reason why is that we have thousands of podcasts. Hi, Paul Slatkis, Good News Planet, and I want you to know we have thousands of podcasts. We have podcasts before they were called podcasts. In fact, I own Good News Podcast, and I probably own... Well, we own like 30, 40, 50 URLs. Since we've been doing this so long and the business has changed so many times, Good News Streaming, I don't know. We got a ton of these kind of things. But the point is more so that we've been doing our best to keep up with good news and to share the good news of the world because the world has a ton of the good news. And I tell you right now, with even this overcoming obstacles way of life, people are sending us more and more and more stories. And we continue to have the honor to share the good that the world is doing. Today's a great show and an important show, as each and every one is, because in essence, each and everybody is important of and to themselves. And that's very, very, very important to understand, to realize, to look in the mirror and realize you are important. All right, I think that Joel Ornstein said, I am on an Oprah show. All right, I am good. I'm okay, at least. All right. So today's show, you know, we have some nice sayings to start the show off with. And then we're going to go into today was interesting. The police came to our building today and I'm knocking on the door and rang the bell. And I asked who it is. They said it's the police. And I got out and put my mask on and walked out to I'm downstairs in a ground level, and there were the police there, and I said, what's up? And they said, they're returning somebody's pocketbook, and Linda on the second floor. So, you know, the police are so, they are our heroes. We're going to show it. They agreed to do an interview. America's finest, New York's finest, the world's finest, everybody in the world is finest. And we appreciate them that do put their lives on the line. In addition, then we're going to go to do some, we got a nice little horse, Horse's Finest. He's a good, good, she's a good, good, good. And that just reminded me of the movie Robert Redford, Horse Whisperers, because we interviewed a man named Monty Roberts a long time ago, and I believe he was a little bit of the subject. Or I know he was the consultant for that movie. Just, you know, we have a lot of time on our hands now. Maybe that's a good movie. My buddy Mario Padilla, who wrote a poem on weeds. It's actually much more deep than that. Because Mario's much more deep than that. Dr. Mario Padilla. And Do-Re-Mi COVID to the Sound of Music track. And then some talk about COVID-19 where we think, I think... We have some suggestions on how to cure COVID. And I'm happy to at least share them. No doctor, but I believe we have some good mindset here. And they're proving some of it right now. And wouldn't it be nice if it was as simple as what I actually think it is and believe it is. So we'll go over that too. Okay, so let's go right to, we've always started up with some prayers. Today we were given this prayer. I'm going to read it out loud just because it's a nice thing. Okay, this is my prayer for you. Comfort on difficult days, smiles when sadness intrudes, rainbows to follow the clouds, laughter to kiss your lips. Thank you, Jasmine Tang, who's given us this kind commentary. Hugs when your spirit sags, sunsets to warm your heart, friendships to brighten your being, beauty for your eyes to see, confidence for when you doubt, faith so that when you can believe, courage to know yourself. There you go. To accept the truth. Patience. All right. Love to complete your life. All right. We always know that love is the answer, and that's a good thing. All right. So now, from here, and actually on this page, we have quite a lot of good news, other commentary right on that story. All right. Let's go to this horse who is helping others. You don't see too many horses that are helping each other. Well, you never know. We don't know a lot of things that we think we see. Times a month goes into residential homes, into senior homes, senior citizen homes, and our seniors need it. This helps to boost the morale. And bring smiles to those who need it most. Peo will be fiery in the meadow, but in here he behaves with the zenith of a Buddhist monk. No one forces Peo to go anywhere. He decides himself which rooms he wants to go to. And he seems to have a sixth sense where he needed the most. Ellen Gaelic Dupree has been kind enough to share this with us. This man is dying with little time left. And with issues communicating. But when Peo went into his room, they had an immediate connection. The doctors were in awe. When they saw this man glow in the way they had never seen before. But accept that everything doesn't have to be explained. Care, home safe, say the visits. Extraordinary positive effect on the residents. Peo's handler, Hassan, is always with him. Love is the answer. Love is the answer. As they go around, improving everyone's mood. General well-being. Share to honor this very special horse. I thank you so much for that, Ellen. Okay, that's a beautiful video, no doubt about it, and we're very lucky to have gotten it this morning. So it reminded me of horse feathers, because a long time ago, Horse Whisperer, I interviewed Monty Roberts. So this is a movie of which he was the
to me. But I work with a horse. to know his history. If I could figure out what's going on in his head, it'd sure help me if I knew exactly what happened that night.
This is one great movie.
Do you have anything? Tom Booker? Just make yourself comfortable.
Well, I am comfortable.
Well, in that case, you can bring the pasta.
You, Mr. Butler.
Thank you.
Yeah, what a great actor. What a great movie. Okay, wow. Yeah, I'll never forget that movie. By far, that was one great, great movie. And, you know, we have time on our hands now for many. It might be a good time to find that movie. All right, Weeds, a poem by Mario Padilla. Dr. Mario Padilla, actually, his thoughts. Only seeds sown get the chance to live. All right, Mario's a buddy for 40 years. Played in a band at CBS in the early 70s. And we've stayed buddies all the time. I cannot thank this man any more than I could ever thank anybody because he's just been a real solid brother to me. Perhaps this is too much trouble. I don't know. Tilling idle weeds, preparing next spring's garden. Summer's production gone, once so proud and industrious. Just sweaty chore now, dirt tired, thirst slacking labor, gripping caused handles, backbone sore. I lie down exhausted, somewhere between industry and the impulse to sleep. A tear in the edge of a lash. Removing the disheveled look of death requires purpose. I look at this unsightly plot and think, let the weeds grow their indigenous crop. More natural anything. The look of chaos, wild in efforts. For what's the point in digging, planning, if memory serves correctly, working the ground for sowing, produce small corn, Swiss chard, tough and chewy, and peppers. Oh boy. Well, they decided not to show up at all. Though the tomatoes were good, the ones without the wormholes, better produced on whole food shelves. Torso like a collapsed face up. I lie in Savasana, he's a yogi, to meditate on the drifting cloud. Feeling free, I drift and remember how close I came to death at birth. How it was I was produced, small and feeble, really, but so anxious to take life's initial breath. This guy's a great athlete. I move too much, wrapped the vital cord around my neck till doctors cut and yanked me out. They thought the blue baby dead, my mother recalls. Instead, I thrashed and announced my will to live. But I am exhausted in nature's jousting march, fighting persistence drought, incessant weeds, leaf curl blight, all the unforeseen forces I parry and riposte that have tried for years but cannot take my garden out, though I know full well nature and I are not an even match. Not a fair fight, not even the same weight class. They forced my grandfather to stop digging at 86. He worked on the Ohio State Buckeyes football field. But I'm not him. So let the soil rest, the weeds sprout, get up and drive your ass to the store. Why drain the precious time you've left in chore? No chance, not a chance. Impossible to drop this goddamn shovel to resist April's springtime idle. And grabbing the handle with the promise of the possible, I began to turn the soil. Imagine the largest, tastiest tomatoes ever produced, award-winning, even the proverbial end to every romantic spade and shovel dig, knowing full well only seeds sown get the chance to live. All right, this is a hopeful, positive from Dr. Padilla, who's won many, many, many awards for his poetry. It's a big honor for him to share something with us. Only seeds sown get the chance to live. Okay, well, we're moving along here. I think we're going to go now to a little music since we like music. Since I know Mr. Mario for many years as a result of music. Let's go for it.
Let's start at the very beginning. A sore throat, a cough, and wound heart. And in no time at all, there were one, two, three. And one went on a plane to get overseas.
Overseas.
Overseas. And that's how pandemics get started, you see. Woe is me.
Woe is me.
Now we've got COVID-19. Oh, let's see if I can make it easier. Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must rush and clean things well. Cars, no long trips, just for fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. See your friends online instead. That's a healthy way to go. Oh, oh, oh.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cause no long trips are just fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. Your friends online instead. That's a healthy way to do. Not fear, but just stay here. Time to all self-isolate. Wash your hands, use lots of soap. Don't go further than your gate.
So important.
Social life must stay online. Keep your meters clear of me. Watch TV, drink lots of wine. COVID-19. Cough in your elbow, wash your hands with soap.
Now, children, staying at home and so on are things we do to stop the spread of COVID-19. Once you have this in your head, you can do a million different things at home to stay sane. Like this.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think. Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think.
Loaf, mooch, doze, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Loaf, mooch, doze, smooch,
Bill.
Binge, watch,
hope
drink.
You're well.
Now put it all together.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think. Loaf, mooch, doze, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Good. But staying inside is so boring.
So we think about why. Remember why we're doing it. Like this.
When you know the reason why.
Hey, Jack. Thank you.
Away, please, from me. I stay COVID-free.
Me,
I'm free. And that's how I'm going to be.
Okay, so thank you for all those joining us right now. We appreciate that. I tell you, this washing the hands is very, very serious. I interviewed, the head of the CDC this morning, the foundation, Dr. Richardson, and she shared the importance of that as well. And actually, the story was about those that have treatment for cancer, how it's so important to stay safe at this time in your life. So that's, we've had a wonderful show here. I hope for anybody that's just tuning in now, you get a chance to see some of the wonderful, it's great horse. Horse goes over to, into people's rooms and senior citizen homes and hospitals. And just Peo is his name, and goes in there and makes people feel good. All right, and then we actually started off, we had an incident in my building here in the Upper West Side, a good incident, a good news, heroes, police scenario where they found a pocketbook of one of our tenants that live in the building. Actually, I heard that she had walked over there to report it. And somebody found it, and the two officers came here, and I interviewed them, and that's on our Facebook Live page as well. So, I read a poem of my buddy's. It's all on the homepage. This gentleman talks about food and preparation for COVID. It's kind of interesting. This is on our coronavirus. Hot air kills the virus. Well, a lot of things could kill a virus, but we need to be wise about it. You know, I think I'm going to. So, what I wanted to do is let everyone know that on this page, as I hear about things, this one I heard about maybe a month or so ago, as I hear about things, and this one seemed to make sense to me. In fact, a few of these really seem to make sense, especially as they've documented the fact that people get healthier if they're in the sun, okay, especially like in that 1920 problem. And so heat is interesting, and we have some people talking about heat. You know, I'm going to show a little bit of this gentleman. I've tried to set up an interview, but that was about a month or so ago. I think I should again, but you could just listen. We are not doctors. We are just people that care and love each other, all right? Good news. Hear what you, just hear a little bit of this gentleman.
This is Dr. Dan Lee Dimke. The novel Wuhan coronavirus, now known as SARS-CoV-2, and the disease it causes, COVID-19, have been declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization, wreaking havoc on lives and economies around the world.
Maybe he did this maybe 2 months ago.
But this virus has an Achilles heel, an exploitable vulnerability that is shared by most upper respiratory viruses and all other known coronaviruses. They are remarkably fragile. Though they can survive easily for weeks or even months at temperatures near or below freezing, these viruses die within just a few minutes when exposed to higher air temperatures. Their aversion to heat forces coronaviruses to live and reproduce only within the coolest parts of the body, usually inside the epithelial cells that line our inner nose and sinus cavities. Because these sinuses are located just behind the cheeks and nostrils and around the eye sockets, these cavities are often nearly as cool as the outside air we breathe, at least during the colder months of the year. But when outside temperatures rise, so do our sinus temperatures. Once it gets too warm in there for these viruses to reproduce, they die and quickly disappear. Numerous laboratory studies by leading virologists show that coronavirus is easily killed in less than 15 minutes at just 56 degrees Celsius or 133 degrees Fahrenheit. As they slowly heated the virus in the lab, scientists observed the outer viral membrane begin to rupture, and within minutes, it fatally collapsed, unrecognizable, and incapable of causing any further infection. Mild heat application is now regularly used in the production of various medications and vaccines. The very same process could be used with patients by simply raising their sinuses above the kill temperature. The virus dies, symptoms and infectivity stop, and the outbreak is over. This is remarkably easy to do without harm or risk by simply breathing in hot air. Suddenly, the coolest part of the body becomes the warmest part of the body, and any invading viruses almost literally melt. But what about the patient? Can we survive exposure to these temperatures? People are already doing this every day, all over the world. Daytime temperatures in the world's deserts routinely rise above 56 degrees Celsius or 133 degrees Fahrenheit. And millions of people walk into saunas every day with temperatures far above this. Breathing deeply for just a few minutes in any of these hot locations will kill a high percentage of any coronavirus that happens to be invading the upper respiratory system. And a second or third exposure, about an hour apart, will kill the rest. No desert or sauna available? No problem. The common, widely available handheld blow dryer used for drying hair contains a heating element and a fan that instantly deliver forced hot air temperatures that will kill coronavirus even faster, much like a convection oven does. And because you can concentrate heat onto just the infected area of the body, the nose and sinuses, you can safely use this approach even if you already have a fever. This simple cold arrest procedure was first proposed in the book Conquer the Common Cold and Flu, published by Future World Press in 1984. Since then, it's been successfully tested and used in more than 55 countries with an extremely high success rate. Here's what to do. Step 1. Turn the hairdryer to the lowest setting and then cup fingers over the air intake to slow the airflow and increase its outgoing temperature. Step 2. With the other hand, use a spray bottle filled with water to frequently moisten the facial surface around the nose and mouth. The flow of hot air causes the water to evaporate, keeping the face and nose cool, while allowing heat to penetrate deeply into the nose and sinuses. Take slow, deep breaths through the nose with the mouth closed for 5 minutes. To minimize any discomfort, turn the blow dryer aside in between breaths so that warm air is directed toward the face and nose only while inhaling. The goal is to raise the inside of the nose and sinuses to the coronavirus kill temperature of 56 degrees Celsius or 133 degrees Fahrenheit during the entire treatment period. So use the highest temperature setting you can safely tolerate. Step 3. After pausing for 1 hour, begin another 5-minute hot air treatment. If no symptoms have appeared, 2 heating cycles per day should be sufficient for prevention. However, if symptoms have already developed, 5 of these alternating heating-cooling cycles per day are recommended until symptoms disappear. If widely used, this simple cold arrest hyperthermia therapy can help to halt any further spread of COVID-19. It also kills most other types of common cold-causing virus, so you can start using it at the very first sign of any common cold symptoms. If healthcare providers will teach patients the cold arrest procedure, and health authorities will distribute inexpensive blow dryers and spray bottles to those in quarantine or living within infection zones who don't already have them, we may be able to prevent future coronavirus outbreaks from ever again becoming regional or international pandemics.
Okay, so I was given this some time ago, maybe a month and a half, I don't even know. And it sounded very logical to me, this heat concept. And so we'll stop that. So once again, this page, coronavirus, I'm putting on a lot of stories. So that's pretty powerful stuff, huh? So I've asked for some doctor. My doctor, one doctor said, you know, you might kill your mucous membranes if you go with the heat concern every day, or and whenever. But the water bottle maybe it doesn't do that. You know, I'm gonna play one more today. Might as well. I've had some wise people on the right now. Maybe we can pass this along. And maybe this can be a solution. You know, everybody's thinking of drugs. Okay, maybe there's a natural. And in fact, I have a sauna guy here who I interviewed, and we can talk about that. And actually, the sauna thing seems to make a lot of sense to me. Let me know if you want a sauna. All right, and then I have Dr. Kazuko, who has an infrared therapy, and it's been in Japan for hundreds and hundreds of years. She's one smart woman as well. Okay, but now this, I was sent this by Dr. De Silva. Okay, this is an audio podcast. I'm going to play it. because this is, I'll tell you right now, this is from Hunan cadavers, people that have passed in Hunan originally, okay? Wuhan, I'm so sorry, Hunan. Okay, Wuhan, listen to this, tell me what you think.
Hi, guys. Just wanted to pass on this information. It was sent to me by a colleague who has a friend that works at Dr. Negrin, which is the main hospital on our island. It's obviously in Spanish, so I'm just going to read it and translate it for you. This is what it says. The Chinese now understand the behavior of the COVID-19 virus thanks to autopsies that they have carried out. This virus is characterized by obstructing respiratory pathways with thick mucus that solidifies and blocks the airways and lungs. So they have discovered that in order to be able to apply a medicine, you have to open and unblock these airways so that the treatment can be used to take effect. However, all of this takes a number of days. Their recommendations for what you can do to safeguard yourself are: number one, drink lots of hot liquids, coffee, soups, teas, warm water. In addition, take a sip of warm water every 20 minutes because this keeps your mouth moist and washes any of the virus that's entered your mouth into your stomach, where the gastric juices will neutralize it before it can get to the lungs. Number two, gargle with an antiseptic in warm water, like vinegar or salt or lemon, every day if possible. Number three, the virus attaches itself to hair and clothes. Any detergent or soap kills it, but you must take a bath or a shower when you get in from the street. Avoid sitting down anywhere and go straight to the bathroom or shower. If you cannot wash your clothes daily, hang them in direct sunlight, which also neutralizes the virus. Number four, wash metallic surfaces very carefully because the virus can remain viable on these for up to 9 days. Take note and be vigilant about touching handrails and door handles, etc. I guess within your own house as well, you can make sure that you are keeping those clean and wiping them down regularly. Number five, don't smoke. Number six, wash your hands every 20 minutes using any soap that foams. Do this for 20 seconds and wash your hands thoroughly. Number seven, eat fruits and vegetables. Try to elevate your zinc levels, not just your vitamin C levels. Number eight, animals do not spread the virus to people. This is person-to-person transmission. Number nine, try to avoid getting the common flu, I guess because this just already weakens your system, and try to avoid eating and drinking cold things. And number 10, if you feel any discomfort in your throat or a sore throat coming on, attack it immediately using the above methods. Good luck to everyone, take care of yourself, and pass this information along if you wish, he says. So I've heard a lot of the same thing from a lot of different sources, so it seems to me that this is now kind of very credible advice that people can be taking on board to try and protect themselves. Hope it helps. Bye.
Okay, so once again, this is all on our page here, and here's some background on Dr. Demke. Mucusless, this was interesting. This was taught to me many years ago, maybe 30 years ago. Mucusless diet, healing system. Arnold Ehret. I don't know if you ever have heard of him, but he's the master of mucusness in life. Okay, so, you know, we're doing our little bit here. Also working hard with medical supplies here, bringing them in to be used. And if you know anybody that needs them, please let me know, because we have millions. It's just getting it to the right places that need them. And also I'm a minister and happy to help anybody that's in need of something for their grounding and our weddings or renew your vows. And send me your good news. I'm going to take a second here with Claire for a sun salutation.
Exhale, hand to foot pose, head plank. Inhaling, left leg back, equestrian pose. Make sure the right knee is slightly in front of the ankle. Reach up. Exhale, hands down to the sides of the foot, child's pose. Inhale, coming into plank. Exhale here. Inhale, cobra, hold it, legs are together. Exhale, child's pose. Inhale, left foot forward, equestrian pose. Using your hand to bring your foot forward, reach up for the sky. Exhale, hand to foot pose, head to knees. Bend your knees slightly, inhale, roll up, hands to sky. Exhale, hands to heart. Two more, a different variation, okay. Bringing your right leg.
Okay, everybody, you're welcome to see and listen and learn from Claire. We got a flower growing on our peace prayer plant, and that's good. This is a good plant for breathing, for air. We're going to just take a moment now to go outside to get a little fresh air, because I know all you can, it's a breathophone. Now, at 7 o'clock every night here, we have another show, and our great neighbors are kind and loving and banging and appreciating our heroes. I take a moment to do respect to all those that are passing under this time worldwide, not only from COVID. We interviewed the head of the CDC cancer in the area, and we'll be putting that up. Basically everything that those doctors said, she agreed with, now that I think about it. So there's things to think of. Look how beautiful that sky is. Okay. All right. So thank you. And I usually come in here. I love to. We talked at the Weeds, my buddy Mario, Family of Man, great book. And it says here, the land is the mother that never dies. And we have to be precious with it so it doesn't happen. And there's hardworking people. I'll just mention this. I like the title of this. The more you do, the better you feel. How to overcome procrastination and live a happier life. David Parker. My mother gave me the art of positive thinking. That meant a lot to me. We end or get close to end. You are loved. And then we show some of these kind of things, obedience. This is Mother Earth from the moon. No boundaries, no borders. Caring, these are all good words. Trust, and nothing. So you make your own thoughts here, as you do anyway. Okay, may peace prevail on Earth. And just because my buddy Mario read his poem, and Mario's a musician, I'm going to play one song and dedicate it to my buddy. All right. Isn't it great to have a good buddy? Let's say, first we'll go here. I am thankful for all the days of my life that I have lived so far. I am also thankful for all the days I have yet to live. Life is so good. Oh, so good. We like so good. Welcome. Okay. What song am I going to play for my buddy? Okay. I don't know. I didn't think of which song I would play. I know. Thank you. Spain together. That's where he got part of his PhD. Good health. Stay safe. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with others. There was some very important information on here, and we'd love to hear your comments and any thoughts that you may have. Okay? Thanks.